It's Friday, the 27th of May, 8 a.m. And it's a damp morning. There's a very light drizzle in the air. Skies are totally overcast. But it's still better than yesterday. Yesterday was a terrible day. Yes. Very strong and cold, biting east wind, which had heavy drizzle by afternoon and turned to rain through the evening and through the night. So the garden and the monoblocks and everything else has all had a good wash. Now we just need the sun to come out. It's also milder this morning, thank the Lord, and according to the feeling on the fuzzy hairs on my cheekbones, that breeze, that light breeze, is coming from the west. So, should be warmer temps today. Yeah. So, Friday, 27th, the penultimate day, or let's say D-Day minus one. Big brother and his wife, not my big brother, not his big brother, arrive tomorrow morning at Edinburgh Airport. It's been a busy month. A few minor things to do today in order to pacify the good lady indoors. Anyway, it's another story. So, feeling good this morning. Very tired. Both of us are, I have to say that. I know we're normally tired in the morning, but we've been very tired in the evenings. Just taking on too much, I guess. That's the usual with my wife. It's the usual. What are you women like? I had an argument the other day. I avoid arguments, but I kicked this one off because I was out here sweeping the sand from the box like mad. Looked in the kitchen window and saw my wife up on top of the worktops, cleaning the top of the wall units, the cupboards in the kitchen. I just had to say something. So, I mean, my words went along the line of, so your brother's going to come, and him and his wife are going to stand on a stool, stand on top of the worktops, and draw their finger along the top of those cupboards at ceiling level and say, "Oh, look, Mary, you've got grease up here." That, apart from the fact that she's 66-year-old like me, and she shouldn't be doing things like that. I mean, she's fit enough to do it, but she wears these slip-ons all the time, and I just think it, you know, could have broken a leg or broken a neck or something, all to clean, where no one else would ever see. Yes, I can't figure it out. It would be the equivalent of me brushing behind, well, I've not got one now, but brushing everything and cleaning everything down behind the garden shed. You know, the wee gap you'd have now, about 2 inches or 3 inches to your fence. Just in case they came along and looked up the back and said, "Oh, look, there's dirt up there." The workings of the female mind does me sometimes. No, it does me most of the time, actually, to be honest. Then again, Maybe my wife feels the same about me. Maybe women think the same about men. Probably do, actually. There you go. I don't know how I ended up down that track. Apologies. So, going back to what I was saying, I think it all stemmed from when I was saying I was feeling good, even despite having to go with my wife. It's all part of that thing, you know, where you might say, well, you could say something, but just leave it. Just leave it alone. What's it they say? What's that? Don't poke the... What's that they say? Don't poke the dog, is it? Or don't poke... Don't poke something. Yeah. Oh. It's maybe quite a good philosophy, actually. Other than that, I'm feeling well. I was hoping to get on the bike yesterday to keep my fitness levels up. And I was all prepared to do it. And that miserable, cold, biting, wet weather came on. And I just thought I'm not going to do it. I'm not making excuses, but I'm not a young man. And I have to be more careful with my, not my body as such, but with my lungs. I just can't afford to get, say, something settling in my lungs. It's not worth it. So I just have to wait till the weather's dry. It doesn't need to be sunny. It's going to be cold and dry. I cycled in January this year. Yeah, it was cold. But it was dry. And I just don't want to risk getting cold rain into my lungs, as it were. Other than that, everything's rosy. Yeah, everything's well. Yeah, everything's well. I have to take the... This is what I love saying. I have to take the shears to a couple of the plants. The kind of plants I love that just grow mad. Pack them back, they grow thicker. One of the... Two of the big geraniums in the back border, which tended to grow tall, but still bushy, are already smothering out a couple of the plants behind them. It's already about 30 inches. No, I'd say actually over 30 inches high, or a yard high. Yard high. When was the last time you heard anyone saying a yard high? Well, I don't know. Yards? I'm sorry, yards. Yeah. Old money. So, shears will come, they'll just sticking out. Try and keep the heads down a bit. Give the other plants a wee chance. A loads of colour about the garden for this time of year, May. Mind you, having said that, May, we're at the end of May, 27th. Yeah. Oh, Bathgate Highland Games tomorrow. Forecast to be wet weather today. Than yesterday, it wouldn't have been hard. And I think to be fairly good, no rain over the weekend. So here's hope and pray the Highland Games gets good weather. I always hate to see all those people so prepared, especially in the heavy gear, kilts and such, and all their instruments, and trying to play sodden. Cold instruments, wet and still play for the public. I take my hat off to those. If I did have a hat, well, I do actually have a hat, but I'm not wearing one. Here I go, down Silly Road again. Anyway, if those alliums get any taller before they open, they're going to be 6 feet. Already 5 feet in it. It's crazy. What are they doing? There's a breeze getting up. Hopefully that'll clear the clouds and the drizzle. and the sun shall pour forth upon the land. I like that. I like it to pour forth from the land. Apple trees in blossom now. Not full, but getting there. Thousands upon thousands of wee pinky white flowers. Yes. Pour forth. Oh. I just spotted that there are two big snails. Not slugs. I love these big, you know, these big snails with beautiful shells. And they are, well, they're either eating each other, there's no movement, or they're kissing each other, or I suspect that they are yes, making babies. Do they do that with their heads or something? Because I don't see any other parts involved here. Oh, I shall leave them alone.